marshes.
A frog. Bullfrog.
Okay. How about the, what are the little ones in trees called?
Tree frog.
Right, ever heard them called anything else?
Yeah, I was trying to think of a bark. No? What are they called? Okay, I can't call it right now.
We've got about 15 days for them, so I don't know. Spring frogs,
no.
Peepers.
Uh-uh.
Okay, the rest of these are strange. I don't think. You gave me tree frog, right?
Yeah, that's, I think, about the most common name for them that I've heard.
Okay. What's the brown thing related to a frog that hops around in your garden?
The brown thing that hops around in your garden that's not a frog?
Well, it's a, you might call them a frog, but there's another name for it.
Toad?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. How about the things you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
All right. And the hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and legs?
Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Had one yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, you had an interesting backyard.
No, I took my son home, and he lives in the lower level of an apartment, and there was a little bitty box turtle down there.
Just that big?
Yeah, and he said, leave him alone. He's been there for weeks and weeks. And I said, well, how does he survive down here? And he said, well, he must eat spiders.
Oh, I guess.
But he picked him up and brought him back home and put him in the woods.
That's nice. All right, can you think of another word for a turtle, a kind that lives on land only?
Highland turtle?
I'm sorry?
Highland turtle?
No, I've never heard of that. What kind?
It's one that can live strictly on land and not in water.
How big is it?
I guess they grow to be a box turtle.
Ever heard of a tarpon?
Yeah, they are big.
What's the kind of thing you find in freshwater streams underneath a rock?
Tadpoles.
These have claws.
Yeah.
Backwards.
Yeah. Crawdads. Crayfish.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. What are the small fantail sea animals that are very good to eat?
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm. What's the insect that, do you need to get that?
Yeah.
Okay. Calm down, guys. It worked? Okay. The insects that fly around a light at night.
Fireflies or lightning bugs?
The ones that eat up your clothes.
Oh, moths?
Yeah. They're attracted to light.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that's the only time I ever see them is when there's one in the room and he flies around up there.
I've never seen any fly around.
Oh, okay.
I know they get in clothes, but I've never seen them fly around.
Okay. Now, what do you call a long, thin-bodied insect with big wings?
A butterfly?
No, this is a... He hovers around damp places.
Mosquito?
He eats mosquitoes.
Oh, a witch doctor, a snake doctor.
Right, but do you call them both of those?
A snake, no. I don't call them witch doctors. They're snake doctors. There's another name for them. Dragonflies.
Okay.
No.
Would you name some different kinds of stinging insects?
Well, there are wasps, bees. Well, there are several kinds of bees. There's little honeybees that sting. There are bumblebees that sting. Mosquitoes sting, but they're not bees, are they?
Well, I'm not asking just about bees, though. Well, how about those insects that build a big paper nest?
Wasps? No, hornets.
Yeah.
Hornets, yeah.
Okay. And how about the other one that's, it's like a bumblebee or something, but it builds a nest in the ground. It's also the...
Yellow jacket.
You're right. What are the small insects that burrow into your skin if you're out in the woods? They itch.
Ticks.
They're small.
Fleas?
They're like fleas, only they get inside your skin.
I don't know.
Red bugs? Chiggers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are small. They're just like a pinpoint.
Mm-hmm. All right, which have you heard more, red bug or chicken?
Both.
Okay. What are the insects that some are green and some are brown that hop around in the grass?
Grass, huh?